And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
This is it. If it's on top, we're surely playing it. All hits, all day, and it's all yours. More music variety for your ears only.
Yo, what's up, Brunei? We're the Chainsmokers, and you're listening to Cuemo and Sushi Boy on Crystal FM.
Hey, we're Tritonal, and you're listening to Cuemo and Sushi Boy on Brunei's number one radio station, Crystal FM.
The music never stops.
Hey, what's up, fam? Welcome back to another brand new episode of the Cuemo and Sushi Boy show. Yeah! Now, it seems it's been a while since we've done this, but hey, tonight is extra special because we'll be featuring one of a very close brother who left Brunei for his further studies, but the passion is still strong.
It has really been a while, huh, Sushi Boy? And absolutely, though he left Brunei, we still see him pumping up the room on social media with his banging tracks. Anyway, why don't you tell them a little bit more about yourself, bro, and where you at right now?
Hey guys, DJ Trouble here, and thanks for having me on the show. I'm recording this mix all the way from London just for everyone back home. There's really not much to say about me, but for those that do not know me, I go by the name of DJ Trouble. Currently at the UK for my further training for aviation and also to pursue DJ by doing mixes here and there.
Ah, come on, brother, you know it's always great to have you on the show. And if memory serves me right, I think you've been DJing probably even longer than we have, huh? So mind sharing with us who are some of your inspirations that got you energetic about the scene?
There's quite a number of people that inspired me to be a DJ and just to pursue music. And of course, there's those famous DJs, but to narrow it down, it has to be these two people. First one is definitely my father. Well, it sounds a bit cliche, but don't get me wrong. Father used to be a DJ back in the day, so I grew up listening to trance and a bit of hip hop, so you can guess where that comes from. And I have a best friend called Mike. He was the first guy to lend me his DJ set, and it has been a journey from there. Mike and I have spent countless of hours playing together and having fun. So this is why I was so inspired, because DJing is such a fun thing to do, and if I can put smiles on other people's face, that's the way to go.
Ah yeah, shout out to Mike, bro. And who would have known? Your dad was a DJ too. Music really runs in your family, my friend. Now, we have known you formerly as DJ BT before you established yourself as DJ Triple. Mind sharing to us what made the Feng Shui, perhaps?
Yeah, I started DJ with the name of DJ BT, and that lasted for a few months, but because of some regulations and basically some other DJ at the Netherlands had licensed that, and just due to regulations, I just had to change my name. And I can say that it doesn't take me long to change the name to DJ Trouble, as you guys know now. And it's quite a funny one. I remember it was me, Mike, and a group of friends. Yeah, we just sat down and think about this. Everyone was just laughing, coming out with stupid names, but came out with Treble, because most of you probably do not know, but Treble is kind of like a EQ button on the DJ set, and I like to use that to transition my sets a lot, and Treble could be a short form for Trouble. And yeah, that's, we thought it was cool, so just stick with it. And as of now, I have no plans of changing it, and might just go with it and see where that leads me.
Hey, we need to find out more of this DJ BT in the Netherlands, huh? But hey, Treble is already well established down in New Zealand where you're studying before, so stick with it, brother. And speaking about New Zealand, we saw you through a lot of huge parties down there. How's the party scene been for you, man?
Oh man, party at New Zealand. Oh, that was the bomb. Yeah, that was basically at the end of 2017. We were doing a countdown party to 2018. Boy, that was such a good time. And that's also because New Zealand is where I met a lot of different people. Met people from the UK, from India, and everyone was just exchanging music. And guess what? Incorporate them in your set. Play a bit of deep house, a bit of traditional folk music here and there. Incorporate some bangers, you know it. And yeah, it was such a good night. I think the party lasted for about 3 to 4 hours on a single set, so that was epic.
And that definitely sounds like an epic set, my brother. I'll make sure to turn up the vibes when you're back in Brunei. Yeah, now, how's the time spent between all the training and DJing doing for you?
Having training along the line is definitely not easy to be able to focus on music as much as I want to, but still doable. Obviously, I record less sets. I used to be able to record multiple sets a month and just publish them to let all my friends and family hear. Nowadays, like, I release a set in probably a couple of months just due to training. But not only I do not get to record my sets, I do spend daily time, probably an hour a day, just to go through new music and update my library. So when I got the time, especially in the UK, pop down to London and buy the studio and make some mixes for all the friends, all the channels, and just have fun technically.
Hey, no sweat there, bro. It makes your mix that much more love whenever you release it, you know? Now, you did mention you had something going on with BBC Radio 1, which sounds super exciting. Do you want to tell us more about that, bro?
BBC Radio 1, that is such an interesting mix that I've done for them. Sent them the mix a couple weeks ago, and it's just a matter of time till they publish it. And for those that do not know BBC Radio 1, I've been listening to them, especially Diplo and Friends, bringing so much new talent, as well as Pete Tong's radio. They're amazing on BBC Radio 1, and I've been planning this for such a long time, and pretty grateful to have this opportunity. Basically, I sent them a request back when I was in New Zealand a couple of months ago. Just trying my luck and knowing that you probably won't get it, but YOLO. So tried it and never got a response until probably early this year, and got in contact, so they reviewed my SoundCloud, reviewed my MixCloud, where all my private mixes are there. Some of them I've never shown to you guys, but these are just for personal collections, but I do plan to release them soon, so everyone stay tuned. And yeah, BBC Radio 1, kinda excited. Currently do not know when the show is going to be aired on my mix, but if there's any further news, I'll definitely share it with everyone back home. Dad, thank you so much.
Oh man, now between Pete Tong and Diplo and Friends on BBC Radio 1, we have our very own local DJ, Triple. We'll be sure be in the loop for the mix, yo. And yes, to everyone who is tuning in now, make sure to follow him at DJ Triple. That's DJ TRBLE. So aside from BBC Radio 1, what else is in the pipeline for you this year and beyond?
Upcoming plans for 2018. Man, time passed so fast, and it's already coming to September in about 2 weeks. And for my own plan, so much I want to do, but of course training is always the number one priority. But I do have plans. I would be continuing further training in Singapore and more places in the future. But I was also, whenever I travel to different countries, I try to find opportunities to see if I can connect with other DJs and see if I got a chance to play in the scene. And also, there's also a plan to just go and further study DJ, if that kind of makes sense. But yeah, currently eyeing on a few schools to train, to actually learn more about DJ, because the art is just so beautiful, and we'll see how it goes from there. But as of now, it will always be training first, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Ah, time does fly, ah. Keep grinding, brother. Maybe one day we'll see you in Zouk, Singapore. To all the Zouk homies listening in right now, Jared Sulchi, you know what to do. Anyway, wrapping up before we get into the exclusive mix, why don't you tell us what a day in the life of DJ Travel looks like, ah?
That's a bit of a tricky one. Standard day in the life of DJ Travel. It depends. It depends if I have training the day before or the day after. It depends how much time do I get to myself. But let's assume the best case scenario, I got the whole weekend off. Obviously, SoundCloud, I love to listen to new tunes. I also go on Demo Drop, where I listen to new artists that publish the songs and share with everyone. And I can spend hours and hours listening to all these new songs. And if I'm satisfied and I love it, obviously I'll download them, and that's how I update my library. A DJ always gotta update his library. And maybe probably once in a month or once in 2 months, I'll pop down to London, book a studio, spend a couple of hours mixing, and yeah. And that's where I get to update my channel as well, and to share good music with all of you.
Seems like you're on track becoming the world traveling DJ soon, bro. Thank you, bro, for talking to us on the show. It's been fun, and make sure to call us out when you're back in Brunei, yeah?
What a laugh. What a lad.
DJ Triple, everybody. Now, without further ado, let's do the guest mix. by the man himself, BBC One Radio Quality, guys. So check this out and enjoy.
Played it so loud. Played it so loud. Played it so loud. Played it so loud. so loud. Played it 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 so loud. Hitting this cowbell really loud, like.
Subscribe to our Mixcloud and iTunes podcast at Quaymo Sushi Boy Music for all the previous episodes and full track listings.
No limit in the sky that I won't fly for you. No amount of tears in my eyes that I won't cry for you. Oh no, with every breath that I take, I want you to share that air with me. There's no promise that I won't keep. I climb a mountain that's not too steep. When it
comes to you, there's no crime. Let's take both of our souls and intertwine. When it comes to you, don't be blind. Watch me speak from my heart. When it comes to you, comes to you.
and promises. I've had more than my share. I'm tired of giving my love and getting nowhere, nowhere. What I need is somebody who really cares. I really need a lover.
Show.
Tell me we'll be alright, whatever I might do. I may disappoint you, cause I'm the one who always mess up everything. Being with me is like walking on a tightrope, so bring all of your hope. I think that I was born with broken wings. I'm sorry that I had to start a fire. Just tell me now where to go. It's down or even higher. If I promise you that I won't fuck up, from now on I'll be better forever. And I promise you that I will stay focused, only you in my bed like I once said. But only if you stay and help me find a way. What if I promise you that I will fuck up, from now on I'll be better forever, at least for one more day.
We Show me how to feel, show me there's a light. Teach me how to love again. it's the party, it's the circus, let's rock, 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 rock,
I'm feeling lonely, no one to hold me. I can't sleep at night, 'cause I found that something I can't explain. I keep questioning why. Without you, I just fall apart. Only your fire can light the dark. I need your love to open up my eyes. Shine a light and I will find you. Call my name and let it guide you. We can face the world side by side. If you give your heart, I'll trade mine. Shine a light and I will find you. Call my name and let it guide you. We can face the world side by side. If you give your heart, I'll trade mine.
YSB, let's go!
...150 BPM on the end, don't you just love it? And that's DJ Triple, everybody. A big shout out to you and your journey. Really, really hope to see you again, brother. Anyway, for full track listings and previous episodes, you know where to find us. We're at Quemo Sushi Boy Music on Mixcloud and iTunes Podcasts.
And you know where to find us on Instagram as well, at KYSB Official. Give us a like and follow if you want to connect with us, and we'll see you on the next show, alright? Till next week, this is KYSB signing off. Good night, have a great weekend, guys. Ciao.